Welcome to the Bull Gap Journal. I'm Robert Holmes, your host. I'm a Sylacauga native, proud military veteran, and all-around community citizen. On the Bull Gap Journal, we talk about life, leadership, and sometimes even common sense. Now, around here, folks still talk about Hank like he's just on the road for a bit, and he might roll back into Montgomery any day with a guitar slung over his back, heartbroken just enough to write another song that the world needs. Hiram Hank Williams Sr. wasn't just a country singer. He was country. He was a poet. He was sorrow and salvation where Saturday nights rolled into Sunday mornings. He sang with a hollowed-out hurt that only a man who's lived and felt close enough to the edge can understand. He wasn't perfect, far from it. But Hank was real. And around here, being real counts for far more than being polished. Now, my old friend Ben was real. He was real country, too. We met in the 80s in the service. He was one of my closest friends. Truth is, Ben was one of the very few I ever let talk his way deep inside my head. He was a hillbilly from Kentucky. Would show up off duty in his dungarees. It was fun to watch him troll folks into a discussion as they clearly underestimated him by his dress and his slow country chatter. But he was wicked smart. He could lay out high-level stuff like a chief financial officer in a boardroom. He could talk about how to fish for crappies or break down a real twisted problem. Ben and I both loved Hank's music. We played it often. Well, one day, Ben and I took a drive to Montgomery and sat down on Hank's grave in an old downtown cemetery. There was a cool breeze under 100-year-old oak trees, and we opened up a long neck and just sat there talking about the twists and turns of life. Just like Hank, he knew them all too well. Well, before we left, we set the rest of the long necks on Hank's grave. It felt right. It was the right thing to do. A salute from two lonely souls on the journey to another one that had already finished his journey. Ben had a lot of ups and downs. Life hit him hard, and more than once it hit him hard. He never pretended it didn't. He wore it all real honest. And cancer took Ben early, way too early. And now and then I hear a Hank song about whippoorwills and heartache. And I swear I can hear Ben sitting right there next to me saying, "You know, partner, I've just been pondering about something." And just like that, he's back for a moment, sitting right there beside me, boots crossed, beer in hand, and a mind 100 miles deep. So Hank gave us soundtracks for sorrow, and in my life, Ben lived those verses. Ben and Hank never met, but I think they would have gotten along just fine. So here's to Hank, who sang the pain, and here's to my friend Ben, who bore it with hillbilly wit and grace. One left his music poetry, the other gave me a solid friendship. Both of them gave me a bunch of good miles on the road. Thanks for joining me on the Bull Gap Journal, award-winning production of Radio Alabama.